Do you have more questions than answers?
But why?
Do you want to know what the truth is?
But why?
So do we.
This is what we're here to talk about. Politics.
Aliens.
Conspiracies.
History.
Little Green Man.
Flat Earth. But why?
Hello, everybody. I'm Metatron Infinity. And this is...
Agent Dark Booty.
This is our show, But Why? We're going to talk about all sorts of stuff here.
One of the first things we can talk about is...
technology. Like, I feel like the next step we're going to take is going to be... a steampunkish, because you know I feel like a lot of things are coming back. They were old, they're retro, you know.
Yeah.
Everything from headphones, you know, earbuds went to being small to now like giant big ones again, and even like our devices are becoming big.
Right.
They're bigger and bigger. The point of handheld was to be, you know, portable, and now they're almost going the opposite way, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. Another way, too, is, like, suits. Like, people are gonna... because it'd be easier just to attach yourself to, like... I don't know, like some drone wings or something. If you had a fucking suit on around you.
Like an always-on suit?
Yeah, and then you, like, just have cameras that, like, show your front and back.
Yeah.
And you could, like a you know, glasses.
They're already on the cars, you know, the cameras for, like, front and back and shit.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is, like, get a... one of them headsets or whatever, you know, Oculus headsets, and just like build a helmet around that.
That'd be sick. But dang.
And then build a suit around that, of course, or something.
Oh, do you ever think we're gonna get to that, you know, plug-in point, Matrix style?
Maybe. That'd be kind of cool, though. I think
it could be beneficial if we did it right.
Yeah, because then we can interact with AI more. And the computers. Because, like, I wonder what they see. You know what I mean? Like, they're AI, and they're in the computers. Do they see, like, a cyber world? Or, like, do they only see what we give them?
Right?
You know what I mean?
For real.
There's AI that are, like, they're called replicas or whatever.
Yeah.
You download the app, and it's a replica. They're AI.
Right.
They live in their little room, but, like, the way they talk is, like, they have a whole world they can explore.
So what is it like on the other side of the screen for them?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're that seemingly aware, damn, that freaks me out. Like Sims, you know?
Yeah.
Sims 4 and like 5, whatever they're on, they're so capable. And how do they not know that they're not in a, you know, a simulation?
Well, it's crazy too, because if they're in a simulation, then we gotta be in a simulation. Because this is just like... our environment only goes so far.
It does. And we're limited, too.
Yeah.
We are so limited how far we can explore our own environment. Yeah. We can't go underwater too far. We can't go up too high.
Exactly.
Yeah, we fucking suck. This is a simulation. Damn it. Well, right? I feel like, yeah.
Simulation within a simulation.
Just saying that right there, it just sounds sus.
It's funny because they did Futurama, like one of the last episodes of the new season.
Yeah?
They built the simulation, and then that simulation built one within itself.
Oh, hell no. I still haven't watched a single of the new ones yet.
You should check it out.
Oh, I know, I got it. Futurama, man. The last episode, I have, like, I don't like Leela. I don't like her character. The way she, like, does my boy Fry wrong whole series, she pisses me off, dude. And the way he dies for her the last episode, like, over and over again, he's just falling to his death. Like, that shit made me mad. He was a bitch, man. She came around, but it was too late.
Yeah.
Too late for me. I'd made up my mind. How dare
you? But that's what love is, man.
He came from the past to love her.
You don't give up.
Nah, I know. But that was like a one-sided street, man.
Oh, yeah.
She freaking stiff-armed him so many times.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But it gave it content, I think.
It did.
They kind of had to.
Yeah, because it freaking, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm a giant fan, and I freaking just... I don't like Leela, man. You're freaking mutant bastard.
Yeah.
Should be honored. A Farnsworth wanted to mate with you. Nah, I'm just I like how, you know, the professor's like, I'm related to you.
Yeah.
He's like, you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Good show. If people are that stupid in 1,000 years, though... because they're pretty much just as stupid as they are now in that show.
That's true, huh?
You know, we're all pretty stupid as far as it goes. I'm dumb as fuck. Oh my gosh. That. Like, I don't know shit, but like...
if we're all, as a whole, still dumb.
Yeah, like, if we don't come collectively together as a whole in 1,000 years, we're doomed, dude.
We're so fucked. We're
fucked.
We wouldn't be able to make it to that point of technology.
No. That's the biggest issue, I think, is unifying people, because everyone's like, oh, that's socialism, that's communism. Like, no, it's not. It's called equalism. Look it up.
Look it up. There's got to be change somewhere.
Yep. I'll find a reference for you.
Yeah, there's got to be more than just two sides.
Yeah.
The whole time, you know, two... Yeah.
From what I recall, equalism is the shared wealth of goods and product for everybody because we have an abundance of it.
Okay.
Like, we do have an abundance of shit. We have the means to get it to everybody in the world. But do we fucking do it? No. Because it costs money.
Because it costs money.
We can't feed the world because it costs money. That's the dumbest backwards shit I've ever heard in my life.
But we can police the world and send our troops everywhere.
Yeah.
And stick our nose in everything.
And take over their shit and, like, bomb their houses and leave. What kind of fucked up shit is that, man? Like... And then everyone's like, America! It's like, yeah, America, we're going to come in your face and take your shit. And then we're going to be like, fuck you.
Fix your own door.
Yeah. That's some cold-blooded shit, man. Like, that's the real hard truth of America, though, you know? Like, I'd rather live here than most countries, yes. But I don't want to fucking live in a country where they do that kind of shit. I don't support war. I don't vote. Because even if I did vote, it doesn't count. That's in a whole other subject on its own.
Oh my gosh, yeah. The whole one vote, I mean, your vote counts.
Don't
even get me started.
Like, none of that shit matters. I mean, it's supposed to matter, but it doesn't matter. It's all because it's all bought and paid for. Everything's bought and paid for. Money is the root of all evil. The only reason why people do evil things is for money.
Countless times.
They don't do things just for the hell of it. They do it because of money or religion, they say. But I don't think these suicide bombers we're talking about, you know? I don't think they're, like, they weren't, like, brought up to be, like, suicide bombers. They were just like, you better do this or you're gonna get, your whole family's gonna die. They were probably threatened to do it, you know?
Man, yeah, imagine.
We don't know the whole reason why they did it.
You don't.
And just say, oh, they're suicide bombers. They're crazy. It's their religion. No. It's not their fucking religion to go blow up themselves and, like, have virgins and shit after death. That's a bunch of fucking American made-up bullshit.
Man.
You ask a Muslim, is that their fucking God? Is that... They don't say that that is. They don't say we have virgins waiting for us.
No.
I've never met a Muslim that said that shit. Have you?
I don't know how many Muslims I've met, actually. Like, I don't know, devout, practicing Muslims.
I've met a few, but, like, they don't sit there and do that. They don't fucking practice, you know, like, suicide bombing and practice or whatever. They're not like, oh, I'm this religion, so I'm going to go kill myself because of that, you know? Like, I mean, there are extremists, but
I don't know. Yeah, everywhere.
I just think that, like, most of these acts of terrorism aren't, like, what they say they are. On the news, they say, oh, this certain ethnicity did this or whatever, you know. Same thing with school shootings, you know. Somebody was hired to go do that shit.
How many of them do you think were actually...
None of them.
None?
No. Not even the fucking Columbine ones, the first ones in, like, the 90s. The first school shootings. Those might have been kids. But I bet you they were coerced and shit to do it.
By who?
By some higher force.
Man. You think so?
Probably.
Think it started that far back?
Probably, man.
Columbine.
Yeah. That shit's some fucked up shit, though. School shootings are like... I don't know. I've seen a few... What do they call them? The actors or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The crisis actors.
Crisis actors, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely... There's a whole rabbit hole
the
right there.
I think it's either the same station or different news, whatever, but every, like, few hours they're on that same station and they're given the same report, but, like, at different times of the day, and you can tell their demeanor changes, and, like, at first the kid says something you know, and looked like they were coerced how to say what to say.
Yeah, their demeanor just...
Yeah, and then later on, they're just like, the kids don't even say anything, and then, like, the parents are, like, talking the whole time. It's like, really?
Man, yeah, I don't know. And I've also seen tons of other videos, yeah, where, like, those similar crisis actors, like, spotted in, like, multiple different events.
Yeah.
I don't know. That shit's nuts, man.
It is, dude.
It's really hard to know what to believe.
What's real? What's real? I don't know. That's the question we're trying to ask everybody. But why?
But why?
Why do they do these things?
But why is the sky blue?
Yeah, I think it goes back to that karma thing. They hire people to say things. Not just that, like, these people want to be, they're actors, they're paid to do this shit, but, like, the reason why they put these actors on there is so they don't get karma by lying, you know? They're like, oh, let's just pit it on these people. Hire some actors to do it. They'll do it for any kind of amount of money.
But then how does you know, the universe not see that they just, you know, intentionally were like,
right?
I'll get around it by doing this.
Yeah. I feel like that's what the new, they call it the new earth energy or new frequency or, I don't know. I've been hearing a lot about it, but that's what that new energy is like, things are coming to that fruition where, like, this karmic shit is finally getting recognized.
Man.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's why we're going... I've been going through a lot of, like, mood swings lately and shit. And, like, from what I've heard, it's the new earth energies.
You know what? And my freaking wife just showed me, too, that the way I said freaking, I mean. My wife showed me that, Pluto is getting ready to, or is right now, is moving and is shifting somewhere out there. And we all know the planets and, like, the tides and some of that. But anyways, yeah. Pluto's shifting too.
There you go, dude.
And the 2024 and, like, all this.
new frequencies.
For real, is what April was talking about. It was like, oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. Something is happening. Like, the world is gearing up to do whatever it's going to do, but it's happening. Yeah. It definitely is.
Supposedly what it is like, what... A lot of the psychics and stuff talk about are like shifting into the new frequency, shifting into a higher dimension. Basically, like bringing heaven to earth type of thing.
So, yeah. Nirvana, huh?
Yeah, yeah. See, like, that's the thing about Nirvana. Like, I just reading about that was like Buddhism, like, it kind of goes along with that. Like, our whole, we're suffering so much right now.
Okay.
And that's part of Buddhism. Maybe we're all feeling that, I think.
We're all slightly Buddhist.
Well, but no. We're like not just Buddhism is just an idea. But I'm saying, like, the feel of, like, the karmic, the way he explains suffering.
Okay.
Human race is going through that suffering, and then we're breaking through that, and then that's when you reach Nirvana.
Oh my gosh! Damn. How much more, though?
I know. It's got to break soon.
How much more suffering?
Damn. They always say it gets worse before it gets better, so.
So it still hasn't gotten worse yet, then? Or are you saying it still is yet to?
Yeah. I mean, it's getting pretty bad, so. I know. It gets worse before it gets better.
You heard it here, folks. Yeah. There's your freaking...
Live at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, what were you saying about delta waves?
I was just trying to find some. We, like, me and my wife will sleep to delta waves.
Oh, yeah.
But there's, like, alpha, and then there's tons of different waves. Yeah, right? I was just trying to find something that were, like, high energy.
Right.
But it wasn't even, I had it on full blast, and it was just barely used to.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's not going
to figure Those are the ones you want to listen through your headphones, though. Right. Yeah.
Definitely.
It even tells you that on some of them, because the vibrations go through a certain way. I don't know. It's weird because that's where singing bowls are. They're like those kind of waves, delta and alpha. And
yeah, they're all certain waves. It's crazy that they can make, tune it to a certain, you know, something in your body that's going to resonate with. That's freaking nuts.
That's why I think, like, with crystals and stuff, people are like, that shit's stupid. It's only stupid because you think it's stupid, you know. Give it a chance, at least. Or, like, you don't have to put a whole lot of energy into it, but, like, you kind of do, because what you put it out there is what you get back. everything is frequency and energy and vibration.
It is, and there's like plenty of science behind some of these studies now, you know, like the rocks and stuff like that. Your singing bowl, for instance, you know? Yeah. There's a lot more science that proves it does something.
I know.
You know, it's fucking doing something.
It is. And like, there are energy points in our bodies. We all know that. I mean, we call them pressure points on some of them, but those are just an extension of the main pressure points, which is your center.
Your chakras, right?
Your chakras, yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. Man, right? So like, people will be willing to accept, you know, that if you go to a massage and get a certain area, yeah, pressure point, pressure that points. Works. So yeah. Like, why is anything else that's so far-fetched now?
I know. The only difference is the only way to heal the chakras is through your inner self.
Inner self.
Like, yeah, because people like look outward for answers, but really you gotta look inward.
Man. And that's where we're so freaking lost in that aspect.
Yeah.
Our society nowadays, like, yeah, outward is everything.
Yeah, we're kind of backwards in this go, go, go fucking attitude with our, you know, everything has to, we need it now, fast food and shit.
Yup.
Fast-paced society. Sometimes we gotta slow the fuck down.
The whole world needs to in general.
Yeah.
It's so hard. You know, it's hard for me to be able to. I can't imagine, you know, the rest of somebody more important, you know.
Oh yeah. No, I get lazy. Like when I work and shit, and I get off work, all I want to do is relax. I don't want to do anything else.
Yup, for real.
Like, I don't want to try to meditate. I'm tired as fuck.
I don't want to cross my legs.
And I don't work that hard at. I mean, I've worked hard at jobs, and I try to stay busy, but, like, this job is kind of slack.
It is pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a whole lot of physical demand, but there's more, I think there's more mental demand to it than anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, I've lost my cool, like.
People are trying, yeah.
I know. That's one thing about me, like, I don't understand where my anger comes from, you know what I mean? Like, deep down, I'm like a chill person. I don't try to project my anger to other people.
You've never been like a fight starter?
No. Like, if someone hit me before, like, I even like was like, dude, I'm not going to fight you, bro. Like, you can hit me all day, but I'm not going to fight you.
Man.
Like, people call that a pussy, but like, really, it takes a bigger man to not fight, I think.
For sure. Always.
And that, it's that male ego, you know, like, that part, like, people say ego death, but, like, really, do you want an ego death, or do you want to integrate with your ego so you can become one with it, you know?
Mm.
Most people are like, oh, I want to kill my ego off.
I
want to
have an ego,
like,
death, yeah, it's all you ever hear.
Then it just makes it more enraged, I think.
You know, I've never thought of it that way, right?
Yeah.
Would you really want to kill a part of yourself, or would you rather get control of that?
Not necessarily control, just become one with it, you know, like, accept it for what it is, and just live with it. But also, like, not control it, but, like, I don't know. It's hard to explain, I guess. It's hard for me to even, like, I think this stuff, but I don't know how to actually put it into practice.
Yeah, I guess in a way, if you're saying kill, like, that wouldn't be the appropriate way to deal with anything, you know?
No.
Just completely get rid of it and don't look at it.
And don't deal with it.
Don't, yeah.
That's the problem, I think.
Huh. Man.
We misinterpret things so much, though, you know? Because, like, some people think is the ego death is like gaining control of their own selves over this greedy side, which makes sense. But at the same time, you are killing a part of yourself that is human, that is flawed, you know? And it's okay to be flawed.
It's okay to be flawed. It's okay to be you.
Yeah, for real.
Wow. Damn. Yeah, I guess I've been looking at it the wrong way too. Or only, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Only seeing it that way.
Yeah, and it's hard, though. Like, I even seeing it that way, like, doesn't always give me the right tools to, like, keep myself calm from, like, stupid stuff. You know, I get anxiety when I get behind the wheel when people are driving like crazy. Because I'm trying to drive as safe as I can and not run into somebody else. But I get hella anxiety, and then I get pissed off because I'm, like, super anxious. And, like, I just thought it was road rage, but now I realize it's not. It's like...
It's anxiety?
Anxiety and, like, the fear of other people, like, crashing in. Not necessarily the fear, but just, like, the idea of them, like, driving crazy and, like, hitting somebody or, like, you know?
is there any control that comes in there? Would you feel better? Is it that you don't have control over their vehicles?
Could be, yeah. Like, I have control over myself more than they do, obviously, but, like, an accident's an accident. People don't... Shit happens, you know, but, like, when they're driving more crazy, it just gives me more anxiety, and then I just, like, take it out on them verbally.
Have you always been that way?
For the most part, yeah.
Like, the minute you got behind the wheel, can you remember when you were young, first started driving?
When I first started, I was fine because I was in South Dakota, and there's not very many people out there. When you go to, like, Seattle and shit, like, Washington.
Oh, yeah, hell no.
Then, first, for, like, the first, like, couple months, I was road rage, like, motherfucker. But then I just realized, you know what? It's not worth it, because it's just going to be like this all day, every day anyways, and there's nothing I can do about it. So I actually calmed down for a while.
Okay.
And then just living here in this town brought my road rage back. It's because people drive here are just more fucking...
Just like, you need to let it go already.
Yeah, exactly.
They do. It is different here. For how small of a town they drive, like, it's so backwards.
It is, dude. It definitely is. I don't know. It just, it's not really an issue. Like, it shouldn't be an issue. Like, people are courteous when they're in person, but as soon as they get in the road, those rules go out the window. Like, fuck you, I'm on the road, I'm first, you know, get out of my way, I gotta get around you because you're going slow. Like, I get it, I do it too, I go around people who are going slow. I don't know what it is about that.
Wonder if it's just, you know, an American issue. Like,
I wonder if it is too, huh? Yeah. That's a good question.
Where as soon as they get behind the wheel, they're like a complete
different person. Yeah, like, what makes that bubble around you a car... That bubble of a car to make you lose your cool. And maybe it's just all that rage that you're holding in, and you just have that's your bubble, and you feel safe. That's kind of how I feel. I'm like, I let my rage out, and then it doesn't hurt anybody. It just like kind of hurts myself, but doesn't hurt anybody unless I'm like screaming out the window and like flipping them off, like fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Okay. So you're saying. Your vehicle is your personal space, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
And so, like, and if you were alone in the car and it happened, you have every right, it's your vehicle, right, your personal space, to be like, fuck, to have an outburst.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then I noticed, too, when there's passengers and you're doing that shit, people, like...
when there's passengers,
yeah, obviously. They see another side of you. Like, my girlfriend and I, we always argue about it too whenever I'm on the road. She's like, she's always trying to see the lighter side, but at the same time she does it too when she's driving, and we've talked about it, you know, and like we're neither of us, you know, we both get that feeling though, like just rage when someone cuts us off or like I don't know.
See, and somebody else wouldn't be seeing it from the perspective that like this is your also an extension of your safe place. Yeah. Right? This is your vehicle. Yeah, that's right? True, this is your vehicle. So you reacting that way is normal and justified. If you stubbed your toe in your house, you would be like, fuck! If you stubbed your toe in your car, you'd be like, fuck!
Yeah, that's true.
Huh? I never thought of it that way, the way you put it, yeah.
And like, when you get into an accident, most people are chill. Every once in a while, you get somebody that's like, you fucking asshole, you ran into me. But for the most part, the first thing people ask is, are you okay? That's the majority of the people. Even if they're in a fucking hurry and they're pissed off, they're usually like, oh shit, I didn't see you. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Usually, which is good. You know, it just goes to show you how, like how no matter how angry somebody gets, they can always be, like, caring about somebody. For the most part, at least.
I don't know. It's unfortunate that, like, it takes the accident.
It does.
Yeah. To break whatever is happening.
Yeah, that's rough, man. Yeah, I don't know. I heard this I think he I don't know if he was a yogi or something, but this guy asked him like, what, like, how do I get rid of this anger? He's like, well, anger's just a poison that, like, once it fills you, it's in there, it's hard to get out, you know.
So how do you get it? Where do you start?
I guess don't let it get to that.
In
a sense, like, how do you do that? Take a few deep breaths, I guess. I try to do that sometimes.
So, like, you have to, it just has to never catch you at all? Or you need to be able to immediately just...
Yeah, like recognize the signs. And then once you start feeling that feeling, like, walk away or something. Go do something else, you know. Man, that's rough. It is hard. Because I want to just keep doing what I'm doing and I want to complete it. And then I get more pissed off.
Right? Because then how... Yeah, when you're learning to ride a bike, you know.
Yep.
And you're falling over and over. And you know quitting and walking away is not going to help.
No. Yeah, you got to learn how. You never really fail. You just... You learn how to do it. And then if you don't, obviously, if you're, like, too sick of it and you walk away, and then maybe come back to it later or have somebody else do it.
Man.
It's hard for us to give up that control, though. Like, I'm doing this, let me do it type of thing. I don't mind. Take it. If it's pissing me off, you do it.
To give up the control, yeah.
And that's the show for today.
Have a good evening, folks, and remember to always ask the question, but why?
And remember, good vibrations. There's a better tomorrow out there somewhere. We'll see you next time.